Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, it's Thomas Jaspers from The Gays Are Revolting here. I host a comedy night in Melbourne called Granny Bingo with Kyle Manal and Scott Brennan. Since the COVID-19 crisis closed down all live performances, we've decided to bring back our podcast, Granny Bingo Wireless, for some COVID-19 specials. We play three nasty old women named Edith Vale, Maureen McGillicuddy, and Caroline Springs. The following is the first episode of the current season of Granny Bingo Wireless. If you like it, you can listen to more episodes by searching Granny Bingo Wireless wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Go over there, don't be scared now, yeah. Lift up your head, hold out your hand, pull up your pants. Now why did you pull down your pants? We only just met, but that's why I like you. People connecting, grandma's laughing, nostalgia and ethnic dancing.
And that was 24 Hours from Tulsa by Gene Pitney.
Hello, kiddies, and welcome to Granny Bingo Wireless.
Hey!
My name is Ms. Edith Vale, and I'm joined by my best mate in the whole wide world, Maureen McGillicuddy. Say good day, Maureen.
Hi, everybody. And everyone can hear me, can they?
They can hear us, yeah. We record this and then we put it online and they listen to it.
Absolutely.
Now, we started this podcast a long time ago, didn't we, love?
Oh, yeah, years ago, years and years and years ago. And sadly, as many people are experiencing now, we just couldn't be bothered anymore.
That's right. We couldn't be asked. It was a lot of work with very little payoff. But also, like a lot of people now, we find ourselves with nothing but time on
That's
our
right.
hands.
Yeah.
So we've decided to bring back the Granny Bingo podcast for some Granny Bingo Wireless Bunker Specials.
Wow, cool.
Yes.
Oh, I'd love that.
We're going to be talking all things COVID-19. We've got some wonderful tips and tricks. You know, Maureen and I have lived through a world war, several recessions, and, of course, the Spanish flu.
Yes.
And so we have a few tips. Now, speaking of the Spanish flu... We should probably mention the other woman in the room, shouldn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Caroline Springs.
Oh, my God. Caroline built the room we're in now. I kind of want to set the scene for everybody, but the room we're in now was a war bunker built. We live in a correctional nursing home. And it
That's
was
right.
a war bunker that was built during the war, of course, to keep the elderly safe. If
That's
they,
right,
you
yeah.
know, other countries, I won't name which ones, but
no.
if they were to fly from Japan and start bombing the places, then they could all come in here and be safe. So we're using it now for our COVID-19 escape pod.
That's right, yes. And Caroline was left to us in a will. Actually,
yeah.
by her sister Alice Springs.
Alice Springs, yeah.
And well, that's why we're stuck with her, to be quite honest.
Oh, shocking! And she's in the room here. And we mentioned the Spanish flu because she was a part of. She was only a little tiny baby.
She was patient zero, though, wasn't she?
She was. It started with her. She was born, someone sneezed on her, and she got patient zero for Spanish flu. That's the story.
That's right.
True. If you want to fact check it, go for your life.
Look it up. It's on Wikipedia. That's right.
Fact check me.
No, it is dreadful, this bloody COVID thing with everyone stuck indoors. And so, you know, we thought we'd bring this back and talk about it because, you know, we're all stuck and we're all feeling isolated, aren't we, love?
Oh, lonely. Loneliness is the original epidemic of this country.
But, you know, it's important to connect with people online. I've been following a lot of celebrities on Instagram lately. Poor Sam Smith, they're not feeling very well, you know, posting on the social, and Tom Hanks as well.
Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita. He's
stuck on the Gold Coast. Quite frankly, I don't know what's worst, having the COVID-19 or being stuck on the Gold Coast.
Oh, yuck, not for me. Hey, do you reckon that Sam Smith, wasn't it?
Yes.
Do you think Sam Smith's wife has got the corona too? Probably.
Who knows? Probably.
Yeah.
And, you know, I follow a lot of influencers. Well, really now they are influencers, I would say. And they're all putting material out on the internet, which is why we thought it'd be a good idea.
And, you know, I felt so bad because, of course, the comedy festival, Melbourne International Comedy Festival, was cancelled. And we, of course, we were going to be part of it. And I felt so bad because all those people that have spent years and years crafting their art, you know, to make great stand-up, 30, 40 years they've been at it, some of them.
I know. So many wonderful, talented artists. And Nath Valvo as well. They've all lost their shows. Isn't that awful?
Do you know what makes me most sad about that? Is that we've only done 4 years. This will be our fourth year. And we've already done so much better at all the comedy festivals than the ones that have been doing it for 40 years. They just can't. That's one step forward and two steps back for them.
I know, the poor things. And a lot of them are now having to go to Centrelink, and they're having also, you've probably seen the photos posted online. There's huge queues around the corner. You call them up, the bastards. You call them up. Bloody Daniel Andrews is probably in charge. You call them up, and you get put on hold, and the phone's cut out after you're on hold for 2 hours. And you know who designed? Who designed that call center system?
No.
Caroline Springs.
Oh, Caroline!
Caroline, you did that, didn't you? You stupid shit. Caroline's a dumb mute, for those of you not aware. She's doing sign language at me. That's just
what
one finger,
mean?
Caroline. I know what that means. But there are some lovely silver linings coming out of all this, aren't there, love?
I think the biggest one is the sense of community and
care. It is
care.
Nice, isn't it?
Big one for me. I've listened to AW, 3AW. For those of you listening internationally, as I know we do have international listeners, I listened to 3AW.
In Tasmania.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. They're all in lockdown now. You can't go to Tasmania anymore. I mean, no one ever went there beforehand, but, you know, they've closed the borders more of a precaution than anything else.
I think they're trying to keep their cheese to their
Probably, yes.
You'll admit I've been cracking some funny jokes since we've been locked
you
in
have.
This room.
If I had to be locked in a room underground with no windows with anyone in the world, it's you, Maureen, that I'd want to be locked with.
I know. Anyway, as I was just saying then, I listened to 3AW. It's pretty much the best radio station you'll listen to. And I agree with most things they talk about. And they were saying that the Woolworths and Coles, all the supermarkets, they are hiring people from the airlines, you know, because
they
all have jobs now. Isn't that terrific?
It's a wonderful idea. You know, I popped down. I snuck out of the bunker a couple of days ago and I popped down to Woolworths because they've hired all of the Qantas staff. I needed to get some Gravox because I've run out of Gravox.
What flavour did you get?
Lamb.
Lamb Gravox.
Lamb Gravox. Oh, yum. I put it on me sandwiches. Little bit of butter, white bread, a bit of Gravox powder.
Yes, and mint jelly.
A little bit of mint jelly if I'm really peckish, you know.
Yum, yum.
But anyway, I digress. I went down to Woolworths the other day.
Get the powder one or is it the pre-made liquid one that you get?
The powder one. I get the powdered one. As I was saying, I went down to Woolworths the other day.
Every now and then I get the homemade one, which is, I don't think, quite as good. I have to add a little bit of salt. There's something's missing in there.
How much longer do we think we're in this lockdown for, just out of interest?
Believe me, you want to talk about gravy. There's enough time.
All right. Well, as I was saying, I went down to Woolworths just the other day, and they have started recruiting some of the Qantas staff, which is lovely. I think it's a really good idea. Sure. And it's almost business as usual, but you can tell there's a slight different vibe in the store.
Yeah, really. I haven't been, of course, because you're not allowed to.
The lockdown.
But I imagine, of course, you know, maybe the aisles could be smaller and all the Qantas staff would be able to walk through, like the little tiny aisles. They'd be good at that.
Yes, yeah. That could be one of the changes. There was an announcement made while I was there.
Oh,
I actually recorded it for you, love.
Oh, terrific. Play it.
I'll play it off my phone. And you see if you can spot, you know, the changes that have been made at Woolworths since they've hired the Qantas staff.
Okay,
here
please.
We go. Hang on. Great. Let me see if I can work this out on my telephone 1 second.
Just push that button.
Right. Here we go.
This is your Qantas captain speak. Acting store manager here at Woolworths in Paran. Up here in the flight deck, the back office, got myself Captain Peter Peterson and First Officer Mark O'Brien. We'd like to welcome our Woolworths Rewards customers shopping with us today. Pretty smooth conditions. It's a pleasant 22 degrees in store. Matter of fact, it's 22 degrees over here in store. Conditions rarely change. It might be a bit bumpy in the took roll aisle. Make sure that your kids are fastened securely in the trolley and seated in the upright position. We've got a great service for you today. We've got Karen on the smokes counter and Natalie in the deli. No doubt our team will take great care of you, providing a brilliant service. Anyway, I'll come back to you with some more updates during your shop. But in the meantime, sit back, relax. Don't breathe on anyone. Don't stand close than 1.5 metres to anyone. Make sure you only buy one bag of toot rolls and pasta or ice. Oh, Jesus, I miss flying.
Do you see what I mean?
Wow.
It's a slight difference.
You wouldn't, I don't think the average shopper would know, but considering how much we go to the shops, we notice, of course.
We notice the differences. I think now it might be time for a word from one of our sponsors.
The following message is spoken by Scott Morrison and approved by the Liberal Party, Canberra.
This is a message for all fair dinkum, hard-working, true blue, beer-loving, Sheila-rooting Aussies. G'day. The Australian government, my government, cares about you during this difficult time. And as such, we want you to follow these very clear, sensible rules. Please keep a 1.5 metre distance from those around you. Please refrain from going outside unless it's absolutely necessary. Haircuts are not permitted to last more than half an hour unless the digits of the phone number of the hair salon add up to a prime number or spell out the word boobs on a calculator. Sports games may be played in suburban backyards, but no one is permitted to watch them unless they are above 186 centimetres tall, but no taller than 200 centimetres, and have a relative who identifies as a lesbian who can knit. Shopping centres are closed, unless that shopping centre has a real estate agent which sells houses that have a backyard which is eligible to hold a sports game as per the previous rule. All retail shops must close immediately, unless they supply one of the following: tinned herring, barbecue equipment, or Seedl hair gel. These shops may only be staffed by workers whose names begin with a K. If that staff member has a tattoo, they must wear a hat. By following these easy, simple rules, we're ensuring the survival of our family and mates. I guess another way of putting it is if you don't follow these rules, you have the blood of every victim of this disaster on your hands. Thank you. And stay safe. G'day.
Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Now we are about to move on to another segment, but before we do, we have something to plug, don't we?
Do we ever? Because, of course, not only do we have our station sponsors, but we're here to make cash.
That's right. As Maureen said in the first part of the episode tonight, we had to cancel our comedy festival show. And, you know, the pension doesn't go very far, does it?
No.
Bloody Daniel Andrews.
Poor Maureen and poor Edith and poor Caroline.
We've got no money because the State Premier of Victoria likes to come into our nursing home and take money out of our hands.
He's a thieving bastard.
And you know, he is the bastard that started coronavirus. Uh-huh. Did you know that, Maureen?
No one knows that. No one knows.
No, and you know how he did it?
Because he got bats from the botanical gardens and he filled them with diseases and sent them to China.
Do you know how he spread it round Melbourne?
Probably on a tram or something, I'd say.
On a train. Close. It was on a train. And that is why he was getting rid of all the level crossings. I read this online on a respectable news source. I can't exactly remember. I think it was a post from our friend Beryl Beltbuckle on Facebook.
Right.
But yeah, she knows someone who knows someone who works for the government. And they said that this is why he was getting rid of the level crossing, he could get the trains around Melbourne faster to spread the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't surprise me at all, Edith. And Beryl has got her finger on the pulse. That's one thing that Beryl's got.
She does. A very dear friend of ours, Beryl Beltbuckle. Mm-hmm. She's one of the smartest women I know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it means that we've been left a bit strapped for cash. So we have set up a Patreon account. Now, we know that a lot of you are also strapped for cash at the moment. Mm. And so we are going to keep this podcast completely free. But if you doing all right at the moment, and you do feel like chipping in a couple of bucks, mm-hmm. you can go to patreon.com/grannybingo,
yep.
and you can pledge a couple of dollars. Now, it's listed in American dollars, which I'm not thrilled about, to be honest.
That'll be Trump.
It was that or euros, and I didn't know which one's going to crash fastest.
Stick with the US.
Sorry, I love finance talk. It's my favourite part of the news.
Sorry to interrupt what you're saying here, but many of our listeners would probably be too young to remember this. But there used to be a man on television that used to get Edith's fizzy knickers, bubbly undies. She'd slip off her recliner. Every time this man came on TV. Do you know who I'm talking about?
That's right.
Paul Clitheroe from Money.
Oh, just hearing his name makes me... There is a tidal wave in the desert, if you know what I mean.
I hear you, girl. Anyway,
if you do go onto our Patreon and you want to chip in a couple of bucks, we have different rewards, don't we, love?
There are four different tiers.
By supporting the Patreon, you could receive a little digital present from your favourite nanas. Maybe you would like a personalised audio message from Edith and Maureen.
Oh, that would be so cool. Imagine hearing this voice directly in your ears. Directly personalised to you. Or maybe you might want to level up a little bit. And you might want, and I know this one's going to be the most popular, Edie. You might want a personalised artwork from one and only Caroline Jane Bunting Springs. Caroline Springs is an artist, an award-winning artist, and she's going to do a personalised artwork for you on Microsoft Paint.
Wacko! Or if you're really cashed up, you could get both of those things, plus a monthly video from myself and Maureen McGillicuddy. Every month you'll get a new little video.
Isn't that exciting? And of course we'll give you a shout-out on the Granny Bingo Wireless podcast too.
Of course we will give you a shout-out. But we don't want to bang on about us making cash. We're here to help you out. And that is the entire focus of our next segment, which is called... Should we say it together, love?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. One, two, three.
Agony Grins.
No. One, two, three.
Agony Grins.
No. You can't it.
One, two, three.
Agony Grins. I think there might be a delay. No, there's no delay because we are in the same room.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't we?
Well, how would we delay if we're in the same room?
pass me the Tim Tams.
Tim Tams for you, madam. Right, coming right up. There you go.
Pass them over here. Thank you. Oh, yum. Oh, yum.
Could you double dip a Tim Tam, maybe?
No, actually, I can't. I need all of these. Oh. You know I have bad blood levels.
The blood sugar, yeah. That's all right. I'll be all right. Yeah.
You'll be fine. Now, this segment is called Agony Grins. It's very similar to Agony Ants, but we are a little bit older. a little bit wiser, and we don't smell of stale white wine like your auntie.
That's right, and I haven't seen my nieces and nephew in 25 years.
That's right, love. Now, we put a call out on our social media.
Yes.
Asking people to send in a little letter, if asking for advice. And, of course, with everything going on, a lot of these letters are COVID-19 related.
Corona,
aren't they?
Yeah, that's right.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So we're going to go through a few of these letters and give you some little tips and tricks.
Good idea.
Now, I've got our first letter here. It says, hello, Edith and Maureen.
Not you, Caroline.
No. Suck it, Caroline.
Yeah.
My daughter and stepson have been instructed to stay home from school.
Maybe they're dumb.
They could be, or it could be COVID-19 related.
Oh, 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 oh.
I only moved in with my partner a few months ago, and I want to use this time to get to know my stepson better and spend some quality time with him. What kind of activities would you recommend? Heather from the Gold Coast. Right.
Gold Coast. I would recommend getting out of the Gold Coast.
That's the first thing I'd do, Heather. We might be in lockdown for an eternity, Heather, and you do not want to be spending it on the Gold Coast. There's only so many times you can go to Movie World.
Yeah.
Now, it's interesting that Heather has made a point of wanting to spend more time with her stepson, but, you know, mentions the daughter at the start of the letter, but then ignores her completely for the rest of...
Yeah,
and
that's
she wants
really,
to spend,
yeah, really,
it
really
is interesting.
Do you think she might be a chauvinist, Edith?
She could be. She could be a misogynist. Who
a
knows?
Misogynist, yeah.
But if you look a little bit deeper, Maureen, I think we can uncover some more information about Heather here.
Right, right.
She wants to spend quality time with her stepson.
Oh, dear.
That almost sounds sexual, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It sounds a little bit fiddly.
Okay. So I think what our advice there, Heather, would be is don't be silly, wrap his willy.
Definitely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's fair to assume this because Heather has a daughter, presumably from a previous relationship, has already moved in with this bloke, you know, a few months ago, who also, so she's obviously a loose woman.
I'd say so. I'd say that she's probably on, you know, some kind of benefits situation.
Probably.
I'd say that she's...
And perhaps some, and people on benefits that live on the Gold Coast that have stepchildren are often on drugs as well.
Drugs, I say, and I would not stop at saying that she would steal from the supermarket. Small things like Mars bars.
Small things, nothing too big.
But of course, buy cigarettes. You know, she's the type of person that would buy cigarettes but steal a cantaloupe or something, you know. So, Heather, all I've got to say to you is steer clear of Dream World.
She is asking what kind of activities we would recommend. I would recommend staying away from your poor stepson.
Yep.
Stop shoplifting. Get off the gear, Heather. Stop taking drugs and stop sleeping around like a floozy, love.
Yep. Good
That's
advice.
My recommendation.
Really good advice. I've got another one here, love. Let me just... There it is. Sorry. I'm hoping you can help.
Sorry, I think Bob Hawke just came into the room for a second.
Yeah, there he is. See you, Bob.
See you, Bob. There. All right. Sorry. What's the next letter?
I'm hoping you can help. I am young. I can't help but notice there's no hello or good afternoon.
There's no hello. Regard. That's very rude to start with.
Anyway, I am young.
All right. Okay? That's also rubbing it in our faces.
Unnecessary. But suffer from respiratory problems. That would be because you have been shielded and wrapped in cotton wool as a child. All children, all young people now, were. And that's caused them these problems, you know. And am trying not to leave the house as much as possible. I have run out of hand sanitizer, but am reluctant to make the trip to the chemist. As you ladies have lived a long life.
Okay. Right, really, all right.
I was wondering if you have any tips you could give, and that is tips with a P, you could give on recipes for homemade sanitizer. Chris, this is Chris at Southbank, sorry. Chris, look, I'm not presuming that you're a bit daft or anything. I think you'd be a smart person. You sound educated. You've written well, except for a missing hello. My advice for you, Chris, is to pour boiling hot water on your hands.
It will kill any germs. That's very, very true.
Any germs.
Chris, here's my advice to you. Don't be so rude when you write letters. Twice in that letter you reference our age. Mm-hmm. You start by saying, I'm young. Well, obviously, as a point of difference to us. Later in the letter you say, as you ladies have lived a long life. Mm-hmm. Chris, I know that this virus is killing women our age. I know your generation is thrilled about it, Chris.
Yep.
But quite frankly, we don't need it rubbed in our face, Chris.
That's right.
Quite frankly, I'm glad you've got respiratory problems, and quite frankly, I hope that you do end up having to go down to the chemist and you do catch COVID-19, and I will not be upset if it knocks you off, Chris.
Not sad at all. You are a bastard, Chris, and I'm going to be completely honest with you here right now, love. I've lived a long life. Edith and I are much older than you, and we've lived a long life and seen a lot of things. Go and rack off.
Rack off.
Okay.
All right, next letter.
Do you want to read this one? I've got that one for you there.
This is from Lisa in Batemans Bay. Wow.
I
hope things are going all right up there in Batemans Bay, Lisa. I don't know what it's like. We're in Melbourne. It's a bit different anyway.
Batemans Bay suffered through the fires, so I hope you're okay.
Lisa says, hello, girls. My husband, Phil, is very reluctant to self-isolate. I have tried to explain to him how important it is not to be spreading germs, but he's a very social guy and likes seeing his mates for a beer most nights. I've talked them into staying away from the bars and the pubs, but they still catch up at each other's house each night. Is that still a problem? Yeah. Lisa Bateman. Oh, Lisa. Oh, sweetheart. You poor naive thing, Lisa. Your husband likes catching up with his mates, does he? And spreading germs with each other and going to each other's houses. Lisa, we might put you in touch with Chris from Southbank, our last letter writer, because he might have some tips for you on the kind of bloke your husband is.
Yeah. You think he might be a bug catcher?
Yeah, COVID-19, yeah.
People want it. People want it. Because once you've had it, you can't get it again. That's what I'm getting.
You can get some time off work and whatever. Now, what I'm trying to say, love, is I think her husband might be what do you call them?
Oh!
You can't call them that.
I see what you mean.
A yes voter.
A yes voter. That's the word.
That's what they're called.
Lisa, I think at the end of all of this, you might wish that he got COVID and died, if that's the case. You poor thing. You poor, silly, daft woman. Okay. Lisa, we can't help you. You need some kind of phone counselling service or something like that. And the church. You're going to need the church too.
Yes, let's hope it reopens as soon as possible, Lisa, because you have been sharing your house with a sinner for many years.
Yeah, well, and I hope your bottom's okay too, because I'd imagine that's the way he's getting in.
All right. The next letter is from Maggie. in Morty Alec. Did I read? You can read this one.
Maggie. Oh, dear. I imagine Maggie's probably somewhere close to our age.
I would say so. But in Morty Alec, lovely part of the world.
Hey, beautiful part of the world. And that soon will have Skyrail, I'd imagine, won't it?
Have you been to Morty Alec, love?
Yeah, of course I have. I went there for my honeymoon.
Morty Alec train station is there.
Morty Alec Surf Life Saving Club.
Morty Alec Pier.
Yes. Morty Alec Fish and Chips.
Morty Alec Road.
Morty Alec Road is there.
They've got everything in Morty Alec. Go and once this is all over, promise yourselves you'll go and see Morty Alec. It's lovely.
Woolworth's Morty Alec. Anyway, Maggie here is not mentioned. Hello. Thanks for bringing back the podcast.
Thank you for listening, Maggie.
I read online that domesticated pets can catch coronavirus. I have two dogs, Lily and Rose, and a cat named Peanut. And am wondering if I should be worried. I am on the older side. I knew it. I knew it. No one has been called Maggie in 400 years. I am on the older side, so I don't want to take any risks. Now, I need to verify. It's a shame this is not talkback, because I'd be asking Maggie if she's on the older side of Morty Alec or the older side of life, because either way, you're rooted.
There you are, Maggie. Maggie, one of two things is going to happen with this virus. Now, you're a woman of a certain age like us. You'll remember the war, the World War II, I'm referencing specifically. And you'll remember we went down to rations in the war and you could not get meat anywhere.
Yeah.
And, well, we ended up having to eat our pets, didn't we, love?
Right, yeah, it wasn't nice. I
ate three sausage dogs and a Labrador.
Ah, which one was better?
Labrador. It was golden lab. It was really tender. But that's what we had to do during the war. And that will happen at some point soon. I know that Scott Morrison's not talking about it. I know bloody Daniel Andrews isn't talking about it yet. But at some point soon, we are going to be told by the government to kill our pets and eat them. Yeah. Now, do you want to eat them now while they're nice and plump? Mm-hmm. Or do you want to wait until they're skinny and rakey?
You choose. Mate.
I recommend knocking them off now, cut them into portions, pop them in the Tupperware and pop them in the freezer for when you're really hungry. Now, that might happen. The other thing that might happen, Maggie, is women like us are at risk in this crisis and there is a chance it might go south very quickly. And you know what happens to isolated elderly people with pets when they die?
They get eaten by their pets. I've seen it happen 1,000 times.
Just imagine poor little Lily and Rose and Peanut thawing on a couple of fingers or a toe or your nose, Maggie. It would not be nice. I recommend knocking them off now.
And if you cared, Maggie, if you cared about that situation of your pets, Peanut and Lily and Rose, eating you, just think about how much trouble they're going to have trying to put you in the microwave. Think about
that's
that.
That's right.
Think about how that's cruel right. that is. They don't have opposable thumbs. They would not be able to start the microwave. They would not be able to open the Tupperware and put your eyeballs and fingers and other grisly little bits of your body in a little tub with some water and microwave you. That is animal cruelty, Maggie, and if you weren't already dead, you'd be going to jail. Case closed.
Might be time for a word from our sponsors, I think.
I would hope so.
Hello. It's Chris.
And Mari.
From Wombat Gully Plant Farm and Firearms.
You heard right. Since the world has gone doomsday mad, we have converted our business and have moved into the arms trade.
We have 6-foot standard shotguns, only $44.90.
Neighbours be gone with our brand new AK-47 assault rifles for only $29.99.
Intruders will be bare-rooted when you chuck one of our lightweight hand grenades at them. Only $779 for a dozen. A real Aussie deal.
Now all I need is a real Aussie bloke.
What do you mean, Mari?
I mean take off the fucking tutu, Chris. It's not funny. It's humiliating. I can see the other mothers when I pick the kids up from school, staring at me, laughing at me. Do you know what that feels like? Do you know what that feels like? No, of course you fucking don't know because you're here, prancing around your fucking hedges with your succulents, buying out firearms factories without even consulting me. Well, I've had it, Chris, really, I have had it. I'm taking the kids to mum's place. I'll isolate there, have a good life.
Watch out for the wombats out the front and the bitch out the back. Slut.
Ah, gee, and we just have to thank Asponge's terrific welcome back to Granny Bingo Wireless. We're so glad to be back for our second season. Before that little ad interlude, we mentioned our Patreon, and of course, we don't want this to be some kind of exclusive pay for everything you get. We just want to connect with you now that we can't do bingo. So we just wanted to say, if you can, you spare it, of course, do it. But we want to say, first of all, thank you to a group of people who have supported us to get us off the ground here.
That's right, yeah.
They've done a terrific job. So I just want to say thank you to Joshua, Nick, Andrew, Jason, Christopher, Mark, Lachlan, another Lachlan, Madeline, Hamish, Jacob. You've all been very, very kind and generous so far, and of course...
They have, and let's talk about what they did. We were supposed to have our regular, for those of you who live interstate or in Tasmania, we have a regular night in Melbourne called Granny Bingo, where come along and we host bingo and they pay and they come. These lovely people that Maureen has just mentioned were supposed to be coming to the next one, but it's been cancelled, so they gave us the cash anyway.
Isn't that terrific?
Nice? Yeah, more of you could take a leaf out of their book, to be quite honest.
I'd be happier. I'd be a much happier person. And I don't want them to think that I spend all of the money on cheap red wine, but some of it also went to the podcast. So thank you.
That's right. Thank you so much. Now, we have a new segment that we're about to do, don't we?
New season, new segment. That's what I said at the production meeting that we had in the bunker about 5 minutes ago.
That's right, yeah. And I love your dress that you're wearing that I can actually see because we are in the same room.
What colour would you call this?
Vermilion.
Vermilion, that's the word. I'm colourblind, of course. So I don't know what I'm wearing from one day to the next.
Oh, I love Vermilion. A million, I do. It's that much. Now, this segment is called Celebrity Cheer Up. And what we do in this segment, because everyone is feeling a bit flat and depressed at the moment, we call one of our celebrity friends and we ask them to cheer us up a little bit. So for this episode, we're going to call our celebrity friend, Cal Wilson. Do you want to dial that number, love?
Hi! Yeah, give me 2 seconds. Now, I'll just... hang on, let me get my phone. Right. 0413. This is Cal Wilson we're wanting, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
0413-850. Okay. Okay, good, it's ringing.
Oh, I hope she's there.
Yeah, me too. Maybe it could be celebrity voicemail.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Cal. It's Edith and Maureen here. How are you, love?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I'm
really
not too
good,
bad,
thank you. I'm not coughing.
No.
I've been saying that to everybody. That's my little joke.
Cal, it's been so long since we've seen you. How are you going with lockdown, love?
Not too bad. I think I've washed every item of clothing I own twice.
It's good to have a hobby.
Yes, I've tried running around the back garden.
Do you have a back garden?
Have I got a back garden?
Yes.
Yes, that sounds like a personal question.
Well, no, it's just that you'd have a bit of... When you said you tried running around the backyard, I wanted to make sure you had one to begin with.
Yeah, I do.
Good.
We're not talking metaphorically, are we? We're talking...
No. What? No smut on this podcast. No. I know you're known for your smutty jokes, Liv.
Although I did notice that waxing parlours are closed now.
Yeah, that's
true. Everyone will be... A bushy backyard.
Everyone will have a bushy backyard soon. Yeah,
we'll be looking like Cousin It from the waist down.
Now, it's a hard time for performers, Cal, at the moment, obviously, with all the gigs being cancelled and stuff, but we're looking for silver linings, of course, and so is Digby loving having Mum at home a bit more?
Yes, and I'm loving being around him more because it's giving me more material, so that's...
Yes,
that's
wonderful. Good. You're going to have a really wonderful show next Comedy Festival, I reckon.
95% of it will be quotes from my son.
What a lucky boy is to have a fun mum like you, and also a author of children's books, I note.
Very serious documentary books called George and the Great Bum Stampede and and the Great Brain Swappery.
I'm still halfway through that one. I haven't quite finished it yet, but I'm looking forward. Now I've got a bit of downtime to finish it.
What are you doing with your downtime?
Oh, we have. Well, we're busy bringing back our podcast, obviously, which, you know, the media industry is abuzz about this podcast. We've been busy. Caroline, we've been sending Caroline out. We feel it's safer for her to go out and pick up groceries and things for us because we value her life less than our own.
And also, people, I think, keep a wide berth from Caroline anyway.
That's very true, Kel. You're correct, yes. People She's been social distancing before it was even cool, Kel.
That's right. And she wasn't even choosing to social distance.
No.
Everyone else chose it for her.
Last week, she was one of the first people to get toilet paper because she went to Woolies or Coles or Aldi or one of them and went bolting towards people that had toilet paper and they just threw it. They screamed, threw it up in the air and ran away. And we've got more bog roll than I can imagine anybody ever having. If you need any, let us know.
Thank you.
Now, Kel, we are doing a little segment on our podcast called Celebrity Cheer Up, where we call a lovely celebrity like yourself and we ask you to cheer us up a bit because everyone's feeling a bit flat at the moment. So do you have a little joke or something you could tell us?
Oh, sure. Good.
I will tell you my favourite joke from when I was a kid.
Oh, lovely. Good.
What is green, has four legs, and if it fell out of a tree could kill you?
Green
with four legs and could kill you. I don't know. What's green with four legs and could kill you if it fell out of a tree, Kel?
A pool table.
Oh, that has done the trick, Kel. Thank you. That's good. That's very good.
I'm so glad, ladies.
Oh, thank you so much, Kel. That is lovely. It's good to chat to you, love.
Lovely to chat to you. See you on the other side.
You'll give us...
I just got it. Oh.
All right, you're right. Now, Kel, you'll give us a call if you need anything, won't you?
I will.
Good on you. Give our love to Chris and Digby.
I will. Yeah. Thanks, lady.
All right. See you. Talk to you soon, love.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Well, I think that might be all we have time for this week, love.
Yep, I'm absolutely rooted.
It's hard work, this podcasting.
Oh, and people think that, you know, podcasting must be easy. You know, we've been at this now for what, 40 minutes? I've got better things to be doing with my time.
Speaking of better things to be doing, listeners, please don't forget to check out our Patreon at patreon.com/grannybingo. Mm-hmm. And we also want to say a big thank you to Kel Wilson for being our first celebrity cheer-up.
Good on you, Kel. And also to all of our sponsors as well. So I hope you don't mind advertising on our show. And finally, I'd like to, I hope everyone, wherever you're listening, on the train, the tram, at home, wherever you are, join me in saying to Caroline Springs, rack off!
Suck it, Caroline. Stay tuned for next week's episode where we'll be sharing knitting tips,
the federal government's nuclear codes,
and the meaning of life. But for now, bye-bye.
See you later. Good on you, mate.
Do you want to say it together?
Yes, what is it again? Well,
Agony Grands. One, two, three.
Agony.
Let's try it again. One, two, three.
Agony Grands. Well, do that. Hang on. That wasn't right. Ready? One, two, three. Agony Grands. That's much better, love. I think we got it that time.
Sorry, I slapped as a boy. Can we do it one more time? One, two, three.
Agony.
I think it keeps lagging. Internet connection's not good. What if we just make it purposely a bit shit?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.